You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, she has no idea what he's doing. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about coming up. But right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got?
Well, Shirley, you know, this could be dedicated to you because this is it's pecan tree, but for you, it's probably pecan tree. Yeah. I don't know pecan who tree. Says pecan, but it's pecan. Pecan. It's pecan tree, all right? Pecan tree.
Shirley, we
all right, cat dog, let's go, man. It is pecan tree.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach LC.
This is him.
Hey, let me. Hey, my name is Marcus. My mom and them live next door to you, the Mr. and Mrs. My mom and daddy live next door to you. And I was calling because y'all got a pecan tree in y'all backyard. I mean, right on the fence line. And it keep, you know, pecans and stuff keep falling over into my mom and them yard. So I'm calling to see if y'all can do something, man, where y'all can pick up. I mean, my mom and them got a little older. You know, we've been picking them up for a long time. But I need somebody to, like, maybe you can cut the limbs back that's hanging over. So that they won't, you know, the pecans won't be falling over into my mom and them yard. Cause, you know, for them to be bending over like they're picking up them pecans, it's a lot of them. So Mr. I just wanted to holler at you and see if you don't mind maybe cutting the limbs back. Because even when we turn the lawnmower on and stuff, man, it just, you know, the pecans and stuff be coming out of the lawnmower just shooting all over the place.
Well, first of all, my pecan tree is an old pecan tree and, it's fought well. And I can't see me cutting it.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying cut it.
You can't hire nobody to maintain your yard. But, I mean, you, it's your mother. You can maintain your mother's yard.
Sir, I go by my mother's house, you know, every other day and check on her. But I don't have time to go in the back and pick up pecans and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you just, it don't seem no more than like maybe 4 or 5 limbs that's hanging over there. But them 4 or 5 limbs, I mean, they, there's a lot of pecans falling off of there.
But so it's, if you, it's shady. My pecan tree is shady. I go back there. There's no kind of nothing back there.
Okay,
you can hire
sir.
Someone to rake the yard, whatever.
Sir.
I'm not cutting my tree for no like that.
Sir, listen, what I'm trying to get you to do is I want you cutting your entire tree down. I just want you to cut a few limbs, sir. So, you know, those are the ones that are hanging over. It won't be, you know, the pecans won't be falling over into my mom's damn yard. And, you know, like I say, they older now, man. They can't be bending over like that. So, you know, I'm just coming to you as a man right now and asking you, will you please cut this down so these pecans can quit falling over my mom and them yard?
Well, I'm asking you, all you can do is hire someone. Okay, someone, I know your mother don't cut your yard.
It's a guy that cuts the yard, but even when he cutting the yard, these pecans is flying out from underneath the lawnmower. They sooner or later, we're going to be breaking windows over there.
What kind of lawn person you have that don't pick up before they cut? That's going
to... Why am I arguing with you about picking up stuff and all of this? I'm asking you to cut a funky little five limbs so these doggone pecans ain't falling off my mama yard.
You want to cut? You're
going to make me come over here and cut the whole... I will come cut the whole damn tree down.
You ain't going to f*** with my tree. I grew that tree from when I was a kid. And that tree going to stay in that yard as long as I stay there.
Sir, look, I didn't ask you like a man to cut your little funky pecan tree down. Now, I ain't finna help.
You know what? You know what? Guess what? You. You bad enough, you come cut it.
Look, sir, this evening, it's either going to be two things happening. Either you going to cut these five limbs that I won't cut, or I'm going to cut the whole damn pecan tree down.
That's my tree, and then again, nobody going to f*** with my tree. I'm here right now. I'm right here in my yard right now. Come on.
Is you over there right now?
Right now.
I will bring my right on back.
You know what? Trying to you get my number in the way.
Got your number. I got it because it's the same. It's one address less than my mama's. You're going to cut this damn tree down.
I'm waiting on a anyway. I ain't used my tree for something in a long time any way. I've been waiting on a like you.
You done lost your damn mind.
You little young punk. I told you once and I told you twice. I'm old. You young. Don't do that.
See, that's what's right there.
You know what you can do? Tell your mama to make a pecan pie and bring me a piece.
What you say about my mama?
Tell her to make a pecan pie and come for me.
Tell my mama what?
Make a pecan pie with the pecan.
Make a pecan pie? I don't want no pecan pie. We don't even eat pecan pie. We so sick of these damn pecans you got falling over in the backyard. You got to do something about this, man. Now, I'm trying not to hurt you, old man. I really am.
Hurt me. Hurt me. Come on, hurt me.
Ready for me?
I'm on my
way. Is your outside? Is you outside?
You know where I stay. You know where I stay. You know what? I'm here. I'm gonna be in your mama driveway. Do what you
get out. You get out my mama driveway right now. Get out my mama driveway.
I want a to put me out.
You get your back in your driveway. You get out my mama driveway. Get out of it. You get out of my mama driveway.
No. Stop what you crying for now. I'm here waiting on you.
You get out of my mama. Get out of my mama driveway.
Baby, go cook me something because I'm going to sit here.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Would you listen?
You don't got a thing to say. I'm waiting at you at your mama house.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your brother.
Man, I don't pay this kind of man. I'm gonna put my feet. Man, I'm gonna milk it so bad. I don't play. I'm too old for this kind of.
LC, do me a favor. First of all, get out them people yard. Go back to your yard.
Man, you just gave me high blood pressure with this.
Ain't nobody mad about your pecan tree, none of that. Ain't nobody finna cut it down. Ain't nobody tripping. You all right?
Hell no, I got a headache now, man. I be carrying my grandkids to school listening to this shit, man. Y'all something else, man.
I got one more question for you. Tell me, what is the baddest radio station in the land, LC?
The Steve Harvey Show.
Tell you what. Come on, let's get some prank and praise up in here. Come on, come on, come on. Some prank and praise up in here. All right. Yeah. All right. I already said it. I said it last time. I was going to be what? In Montgomery, Alabama. Me and Earthquake shaking it up along with Celebrity, the comedian, and J.J. Williamson. And then that is March the 30th, Saturday night. I want to make sure I get the dates right on that. March 30th, Saturday night. Tickets on sale right now. Make sure everybody in the Gump get ready. Bring your black hat. We're going to throw them up in the air together. We're going to have a big, big, big fun going on in the Gump. All right? And laying in the cut, it is Friday, April the 5th. In New York City, that would be what? At the
Brooklyn
Barclays.
In the house.
Now, do you want me to run down the lineup on this thing right here? This is an April Fool's comedy jam. You got Brian Hooks. You got Shante Wayans. You got Nephew Tommy. You got Tracy Morgan. This is all hosted by Rip Michaels. You got Bruce in the house. You got D.L. Hughley. You got, God, just hilarious, Coco Brown. Tori Hart, DJ Envy in the building, Lonnie Love on the show.
What is y'all doing, 5 minutes each?
Wait a minute, huh?
It's an extra comedy extravaganza.
I ain't never heard that many damn people on the show before. What
I lied to
on?
You, not April 5th, Friday night, man. It's an April Fool's Comedy Jam. It's at the Barclays Center. Oh, my God, Brooklyn in the house.
BK, baby, BK.
Tickets on sale.
I want to go up there just to see if all y'all going to get on stage.
We all going to be on stage. Everybody got their time. Yes, sir.
All right. All right, nephew. that is a lot. All right, coming up, Strawberry Letter, the subject, she has no idea what he's doing. We'll find out what that's all about right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested, cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at verseedskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's verseedskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst, available at Target.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.